It may not mean nothing to y'all, but understand nothing was done for me. So I don't plan on stopping at all. I want it forever mine, ever mine, ever mine. I shut this down in the mall and tell a nerd girl she the one for me. And I ain't even planning the call. I want this forever mine, ever mine.
Woo!
Ever mine.
All right now.
And we are back on another Monday. And it's been one.
It's been a big
one. It has been one, bruh.
Hey, but it's the last day of the month, and hopefully these planets start aligning, boy, because this energy is way off.
Tell Lorenzo, I cannot wait till February 3rd. I'm trying to tell you, bro. I don't know what's going on right now, but it has been one crazy week, day, just a month, man. It has been a hard month, bro.
All I can say is, bruh.
Let's go ahead and get these announcements out of the way. It is Mindset Monday. Thank y'all so much for joining us right here on the number one rated business show on Real 1100 AM and iHeartRadio, checking in all over the world. I am one of the hosts, KC Pride, the rock star, along with the real deal, Jeff Beal in the house today, Mr. Marketology.
Exactly, the smartest working man in grow business.
There you go, brother. So if you are out in the Smyrna area, I want you to go visit my good friends over at Titans Fitness. They're a world-class facility. You can get training, you can get nutrition, you can get your mind right, your body right, all at the same time. I want y'all to go visit them in 1834 South Cobb Drive, Industrial, right there in Smyrna, Georgia. You can visit them online at titans.net. Also, if you're out in the Douglasville area, I want you to go see my barber. I need to go see him myself. You better not be going on vacation this week, bro. Because I promise you, it's been a bad week. My Monday started bad. Oh, my goodness. I got to get right. But I want y'all to go visit him at 6405 Fairburn Road. You can call and schedule an appointment at 770-485-6772. Ask for Melvin, and you can get a free cut on me. I don't even want y'all to pay for it no more. Anyway,
I heard that, bro.
Man, give us a marketing minute.
Marketing moment for today. We're going to talk about something that we talked about a little bit last week, SEO.
Woo!
So here's a tip for you if you're trying to build your SEO. If you go into your Google Analytics and go under queries, you can see what terms people actually are finding you with. And then you can look at those terms. And then you can look at the terms you're paying for on your paid side, see which ones make sense, and then optimize against those terms. A lot of times we optimize about the pie in the sky. We think we know what terms work, but Google tells you exactly what terms are bringing people to your site. And you can then look at, like I say, the ones you're paying for and look at that and how they convert and decide what's the best terms to optimize against. That's your marketing minute for today.
Wow. All right, Jeff. That was a good one, man. I might go take my own stuff out, bro.
I mean, I'm just saying, man.
I knew about the man.
I know.
But everybody, also, if you are happen to be listening on the Real 1100 AM, I want you to go over to iHeartRadio. You can find Real 1100 AM, and that's where people are listening all over the world live as we speak.
Yep.
Friday, we had folks all in Iran trying to hit the show. I wish I could understand them.
That was cool, though.
They liked that with some entrepreneurs.
We had some good people calling in on Friday.
And then also, I want you to go over to Facebook and follow us at One Rated Business Show. One Rated Business Show. You can follow the page there. Mm-hmm. We will still be live streaming from a lot of my pages, but also that will be the main page. So if everybody can go over there, we can get y'all hooked up with all the information about the show, what's coming, when it's coming, and where it's going to be at.
Yeah.
All right?
And we need y'all to comment. We need y'all to go ahead and engage. Put in some comments, some topics you want us to cover, some people you want us to bring in. Let us know.
And we will bring it to you.
We're going
to
bring it.
The Clubhouse sessions will return. We are starting back up on Clubhouse. We'll be getting those dates to you very, very soon. What days that you can actually talk to us live right there on Clubhouse. They having some wild discussions over there, bro.
They are, man. They always do.
It's like an argument all the time. I don't know who be moderating some of this stuff, but I was in a room like, I ain't gonna get started on that conversation again.
Yeah, man. It's not the day for it.
Today ain't the day.
But also, man, we should bring this over to Twitter Spaces, too. We should go ahead
I heard
that.
About Twitter. I hadn't played around a lot. I'm just not a Twitter guy. Well, I'm long-winded, first of all. I mean,
well, see, the best thing about Twitter Spaces is just like Clubhouse. I mean, it's all audio, so you're not tweeting; you're just talking.
So they just copying Clubhouse.
They straight jack Clubhouse, straight jacking.
Wow.
Ice Cube, come on the show. We're going to talk about Straight Jack.
I'm going to tell you somebody else who we got to get on here. We need to get Rick Ross on here, bro, so he can come in and talk about the wing shops.
Oh, no doubt.
For real.
The thigh shops.
Yeah, he be in Atlanta all the time, bro. We got
to
get
him. Man, live right down the street from where I used to live, bro. I mean, literally, I ain't playing.
Oh, yeah, he do got the, he got, what's the name,
Evander's old
man?
Old house. Yeah. I live right around the corner, bro.
Hey, you know who know him?
Who? Oh, Bella.
Ah, shout out Bella Black. Anyway, but while we on this subject of entrepreneurs, one I was in, when was this? It was a couple weeks ago. I was in Town Center Mall, man. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, you know me. I like hoodies and hats and shoes and all that type of stuff. Yeah. So I walked past this store, and I was like, wow, he got all the old school stuff in here. He got the J's, like every version, the special kind, the Forces and this type of stuff. I'm going to need him to get some Air Max in there, the Vapor Max. Because I've been looking for them shoes since they discontinued.
I'm
the
sure
one with the round bubble.
Custom order, bro. I'm sure he can find them.
But I'm just so impressed by this young man, and it ain't because he light skin. It is because he is such a young man. He is doing it so big. Uh-huh. Welcome, everybody, to the program, Mr. Zane Williams.
Man, thank you for having me. I appreciate you having me.
Oh, man. Thank you for coming on, man.
Yeah, man. And you know that sneaker game is something serious.
Oh, yeah. Especially in the A.
Yeah, it's getting crazy.
Oh, yeah.
It's getting real crazy.
Man, how'd you get into it?
So, really, I had started from nothing. Started from one pair of shoes, and I was on Instagram Live doing raffles for shoes, and
wow,
people were winning shoes for $20-$30, and I kept doing that. I was doing it basically every night, and just kept buying more shoes, like how I bought them from my store.
Wow.
And just stacking them up, and then eventually I found a space to where I could open my own.
But hold on, he just gave y'all such a key nugget just starting out right there. I don't know if y'all heard it. I don't even know if he noticed. He was on Instagram doing his market research.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He was researching the market to see what they wanted. And once he found out, you see what I'm saying? This is business in this day and age, because we used to have to pay for market surveys.
Yeah.
Like, you remember it used to cost, you had to get at least 8 people to come in the room. You got to buy them lunch. You got to pay them like $10, $20 an hour,
yeah,
for them to sit up there and listen to you pitch and show your products and all this type of stuff. And then they come back and give you reports that weren't like.
Yeah. That's true.
But now you get it for free.
Yeah.
And a lot of y'all folks on Instagram, y'all don't even realize what's mm-hmm. happening in your face.
That is so true.
Instagram, not just for posting pictures and getting likes and comments. You can meet people. It's a network.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's all about how you use it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So how did you get from, you know, giving away the sneakers on Instagram to opening up these just huge shoe stores? And you ain't in no small locations, bro. It take a lot to get in town on the mall.
I would say I just stayed consistent with what I was doing, and when the time came for me to do what I needed to do it.
Okay. How did it change from, like, you in the house, now you got a store, you got inventory, you got employees, you got all the brick-and-mortar problems?
So you said your question is, how's it different?
How's it different, yeah.
It's a lot more to have to sustain. Having to plan out your days, just so you prepare for the day, prepare for the month, prepare for the year. You don't have to get ready if you're already ready.
Nah, yeah, man, you ain't got to be nervous, man. There ain't but a million folks listening. There ain't that many. But they could be your customers, but you're going to have to tell them something. Nah, man. But seriously, when you are, number one, what are some of the things you got to go through to get in the mall? Because it ain't just like, you know, some of these little spots, you can just go, hey, let me pay the rent. You ain't got no business license. You ain't got no secretary of state. You ain't got nothing. You know what I'm saying? But what's some of the things you got to go through just to be a vendor in the mall?
One thing that the mall, what they really wanted to see was the bank statements. That's what they wanted to see. They wanted to see that.
Make sure you can pay that rent,
exactly,
that lease.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
That was the main thing. Other than that, I don't think there was anything else.
So when you first got into this business, you opened up your store. How long did it take for your customers really start to hear about you, or just being in that environment, being in that shopping environment, just instant customers?
In the mall, it was, I would say, so we opened on Black Friday.
Wow.
So that helped a lot.
Oh, yeah.
So a lot of people were in the mall.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I had already had a following, so people were lined up outside the door at 7 in the morning waiting to get in. So it was, it was
Is that big of a demand for those
exactly.
shoes?
Exactly. And in the area is not a lot of
black shoe store. Exactly. You can say it, bro.
was it a following based on your Instagram or a following based on a combination of different platforms?
It's mostly everything is through Instagram right now.
Okay.
And right now on Instagram, I believe I have around 13,000 followers.
Wow.
Okay.
Now, how many of those are you actually converting into actual paying customers?
I would say at least half.
Wow.
Wow. At least. That's a huge conversion.
Like you beating Facebook with that conversion there, bro.
That's great.
That's just off the top of my head. That's just a good guess.
But you already know that the demand that they have, the needs that they have, you already service that.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Now, but this is also.
Sir, though, man.
I know, right?
I had to cut my hair. I'm getting old up in here.
But no, that also goes to how young he is as an entrepreneur, for real. Yeah. And it's not even the fact he need to call you a sir. I need to call you one, too.
Man.
I'm messing with you.
I got a bald head from now on, bro.
Nah, man. But the other side of it is, though, it's like you have that supply and demand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you already knew what was in demand. You see what I'm saying? Now, let me go find the supply.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me ask you about the supply, because these shoes are not easy to come by that you have. Mm-hmm. He's got, like, the old school J's, the ones that he was wearing in North Carolina, the ones he wore when he first came to the Bulls, and he really went all that great shit. But, I mean, he got a lot of the sneakers, and then they customized. It okay. ain't just I got the white ones, I got the, you know, red and white ones and this type of thing.
Yeah.
You got them all customized. Mm-hmm. These are, like, special editions. Mm-hmm. And they ain't easy to pull. Like, for real, I joke about my VaporMax, but I was trying to get some the other day online, and they was like $600-$700. I'm not paying that for these $200 mm-hmm. shoes that the air bubble keep busting on the side.
Yeah.
So, but now, how you getting them, man?
A lot of it is either people coming in, right in, and just selling it to me.
Okay.
Or I built the relationships. I've been doing it for, about a year now. And
okay.
so I've met a lot of people that they love shoes, and
oh yeah,
I built the rapport over time, and
wow,
like I was saying earlier, it's just like a gift.
There's a lot of sneakerheads out here, though.
Yeah, it is. I went to the sneakerhead conference a couple years ago. Were you at that sneakerhead conference? They had it at Cobb Galleria.
Sneaker Exit.
Yeah, I think it was. Sneaker Expo or something like that. Anyway, they sold some cereal for $1,000.
Wow.
What the hell?
Yeah, it was Travis Scott, I think. His cereal, that's the ridiculous. Cocoa Puffs. They were nothing but the daggone Reese's Puffs cereal.
Who
but had his face
PA
on it. And they sold it for $1,000 with his shoes.
No.
Or with some shoes. And I was like, are you serious?
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy. The game has most definitely changed.
That is crazy, bro. I'm not paying no $1,000 for your shoes and your Cocoa Puffs, bro. What is that about?
Hey,
we got to get on some real value. And
I'm saying for them, that's value. Mm-hmm. I mean,
where the value at? There ain't
like
no collector's item. He ain't finna be no. He ain't gonna win no championship title.
Think about this though. I mean, Travis Scott don't even play ball. He's a rapper. You know what I'm saying?
But what if the album flop? What's your Cocoa Puffs worth then?
But here's the thing,
I'm just saying.
It's similar to art, though. People buy artwork because it means something, I guess, to them, and they can hopefully resell it for more. Same thing with sneakers. They buy it. It means something to them, and hopefully they can resell it for
more. With you on the sneakers, though. I'm with you on even going to buy, like, Wu-Tang first album and had a cub up. You know what I'm saying? I'm with you on that. I see the value in that, and it's going to be resale in it.
But the Puffs,
but some Cocoa Puffs.
And the rat get in it. All of a sudden, that rat didn't eat it into you.
Just because somebody face, I'm going to go make me some Cocoa Puffs in my face and see what we can sell it for, Joe. What you think we can sell it for?
$10. $3.99.
Hey, at least it's a profit, though, bro. I get a $6 profit off there. What? We do a couple of times, bro. We'd be good. But now, back to the game of selling these sneakers, man. What kind of things that you have to kind of worry about? I know it's, of course, supply chain and this type of stuff, but what are some of those type of things that you have to also worry about as a business owner at this point?
At this point, I would have to worry about authenticating shoes and making sure that people are getting authentic products.
Good wow. point, man.
I like
how
that.
How do you find that? Because, you know, you go down to other places around here, you get them knockoffs look just like them.
So a lot of it is I've been looking at a lot of shoes for
okay.
a while, and I'm pretty good at eyeing and making sure what's
okay.
supposed to be there and not supposed to be there. There's resources for everyone to use. There's an app called Check Check. You can
oh, okay.
put your shoes on. You can take pictures of your shoes and send it off, and then you'll get a response back.
So what is it that they
stitching, boy?
But that's what I was gonna say. What is it that they finding on the shoe that's saying, hey, this is a fake? Because once you get the pattern for it, can't you just reproduce it?
I don't know, man. I bought some Jordans where Jordan was sitting down.
Wow. I saw something. He was going the wrong way for real though. I ain't gonna lie. I have definitely seen a couple folks like Jordan ain't wouldn't jump. Why is opposite? Is it in order?
There's a lot of things that you could look for. Tags on the box. Mm-hmm. The material, the shoe.
Okay.
A black light is another thing that is very helpful. A black light is basically, if the shoe would be fake, there would be stitching on the shoe that you wouldn't be able to, that shouldn't be there.
Wow. Mm.
Compared to an authentic pair. And people have come in the store with shoes and I have the same shoe that they have, and I'm just showing them.
Like, this ain't real, bro.
Exactly.
Is it one of them situations they don't even know their shoe not real?
Sometimes, yeah. Most of the time, yeah. It's people that are buying shoes from a reseller, and they're coming to me trying to sell them to me.
Now what's the typical, we got to tell a little bit of this now, but what's the typical profit margin on shoes at this point? Is it like 100% or 200% markup?
It honestly depends on the shoe.
So there's actually some type of scale of value for each one.
Exactly.
Wow.
So it's basically a stock market for shoes. I don't know if you've heard of StockX, but basically
I have. Them the ones trying to sell them VaporMax for about $600.
Exactly. So the demand for that shoe is probably high because like you're looking for the shoe, but they're nowhere to be found.
Yeah.
Where you live or play?
No, I get you. I get you.
Now, do you feel sorry for? Or any kind of way, I'm not going to say sorry for, any kind of way for the cats that you see lined up at 6 in the morning in their pajamas to come get these shoes, and you're like, dude, you wouldn't even do that for an application to get a job. You feel like, I'm perpetuating a problem here. Or do you be like, yay, it's not my problem. Money is money.
I think it would happen either way. It's just how it's been since. It wasn't like this wasn't hard to get shoes. People were always lining up outside of shoe stores trying to get shoes. So
I remember when J's used to first come out, bro. Man, folks be out there fighting over trying to get them shoes, man, lined up at the mall.
And they used to kill me because I know these some people, and they'd be up there at 6 in the morning in their pajamas. And I'd be like, dude, why don't you go ahead and get this job? They'd be like, dude, man, they want me to come in and interview at like 10, man. That's too early for me. I'm like that, so it kills me.
Bro, you lost your mind. But no, so when you are out here in the marketplace, you're looking at the value of these shoes and this type of stuff. You know, when you started this store, you already had some success in this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now you're looking to open your second location, right?
Yes, sir.
So where are you putting the second location?
So actually, the second location is the Town Center Mall location.
Oh,
okay. I had another location. It's about 5 minutes away.
Wow.
In a plaza where it's like a barbershop.
Okay.
Blessed Up Barbershop. It's an owl repair store.
Okay.
Right there. And that's where I was at first. And I was there from about February to November 26. Wow. I closed that store down a week before November 26.
Okay.
And then I opened up the mall location, and I've been closed at the first location since.
So when you start to look at spots to put a business like this, what all do you take into account? When you start to look at, you know, I'm gonna put my store in this shopping center.
It was pretty convenient for me, because I lived close, and I felt like there was already business.
They already had that foot traffic.
Exactly.
Because one of the key things he said, you know, is a barbershop right there. So men.
Yeah.
And men is typically the ones that's looking for them type of shoes and that type of stuff. So, no, and it's a lot of things. It's a lot of young entrepreneurs that listen to the show. So we try to bring out that advice, you know, as much as we possibly can so they can understand these are the type of things that you really need to be thinking about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you're going to open a brick and mortar this day and age. Now, tell me this. What is it like? You know, having these physical stores, because that's a much bigger lift than most folks with just selling off a website. So, you know, having this physical brick and mortar this day and age, COVID, up and down, what is that like for you?
What is it like? I would say that it's cool. It's also convenient because people can walk in and they can try their shoe on and they can know that their shoe fits or it doesn't. And like StockX, you got to order your shoes. You have to wait 2 weeks plus for them to come. So
that's a big advantage.
I'm giving people convenience. It's a convenience store.
Yeah.
Now, what about as far as like things like knowing, like for instance, they try to shoe on and they accidentally scuff the shoe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how do you prevent them, because this is a commodity that you can't have the scratches, the scuffs, the things of that nature. How do you kind of put any type of prevention in place so they don't mark down the value of your product?
So I wrap all the shoes that are on display.
Okay.
And we have the other shoe that we can bring out to the customer and let them try it on.
Okay.
And I haven't really had any problems with people scuffing up shoes while they try them on. It's usually they try them on, they fit, they don't.
What about the bend? Okay. You know how the bend get them after in a minute? You know what I'm saying? The crease?
Like I said, I haven't really had anyone really take it that far to where
okay.
But most of your stuff, you kind of getting in pristine condition, like almost mm-hmm. brand new, right?
Yeah, either brand new or so new that you can't even, so lightly worn that you can't even tell that it's new.
Wow. Now you also buy these shoes directly from the public, or is it a marketplace typically? Like, can folks just come in, hey, man, I got these J's, the 85 specials or something like that, and I only wore them one time. Can they just come in and sell them to
exactly.
you?
Exactly.
Wow. So even for younger folks or some other folks out there, don't be stealing folks' shoes. But that's a good way for other folks to make money. So exactly. You're not only, profiting and helping the community in one way, but you're also giving back.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful thing, man. So what's the future of this thing for you? What do you want to see it grow to?
I would like to see it franchised, honestly, and take it as far as I'm willing to take it.
Wow. Now what led you to... A lot of folks, being young and this type of stuff, I know this is that entrepreneurial time for a lot of folks.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it's such a big thing now, the way it's being promoted to folks, and it's a great thing. But what just gave you all that courage inside you, man, to get out here and do something this big?
I've been living with my parents. I've been living with my parents for a while, and I kind of wanted to get away from being so reliant on them and get find my own way.
Okay. Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. And was this driven by passion, or was it like you saw the profit in it? Was it something that I'm always been in the shoes and I want to do something that? Or I see the profit margin?
I had been in shoes. I mean, I had been wearing shoes since middle school. My mom was always buying me shoes. And so it was always there. I just feel like I never really saw it until...
I love how y'all having this discussion.
It was
we all been in shoes for a long time.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes a difference. Because, you always hear the cliche, do what you love, do what your passion is.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know, and a lot of people, they say it's their passion after they've got over the hump. So after they're now successful, they're like, oh, yeah, it was always my passion, when it might not have been.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you talk about passion, it also can flip where you're making no money, you're losing money.
Exactly.
And are you still doing it? Mm-hmm. So, I just wanted to know, was this something that you say, man, there's money in this? Or was it like, I've always been a sneakerhead?
I've always been a sneakerhead. And so it was more like, I might as well do this because I enjoy it. And it doesn't feel like a job or work or anything like that.
Now, I got some folks asking questions in social media. They say, are there any franchise opportunities available right now? And where would they get the shoes?
No, not yet.
Okay.
Not yet. Like I said, we haven't even been in business for a year and a half yet.
Wow.
So. I'm now managing him. Pull up on me.
Let me show you how to franchise this thing for the day. Pull up on me. He go to logo. He go to cash. He go to system. I'm going to send some shoes down there. Y'all tell me what y'all want.
Let's get to it.
But now, do you look at... when you are starting to set up here, and when you really starting to plan this thing out, like, is it one of those type things you just kind of jumped on this wild ride and you had the success, or is it, I already know my exit strategy, I know where I'm going with this thing?
It was more so of, I'm going to do this, and I'm not going to fail.
Wow.
Okay. And that brings me to my question. So you're young, fairly young, I'll say, compared to Kevin. And, you've had this idea to say, okay, I'm going to be an entrepreneur. I'm going to build this. But you have a lot of people probably giving you advice to take different paths.
Mm-hmm.
You should take this path in your career. How did you kind of say, I'm going to commit to this? I've got friends that got ideas. I've got family members that got ideas, but I'm going to commit to this. How did you get to that state in your life?
So there were a lot of people telling me that I shouldn't have opened the sneaker store.
Oh, yeah.
It was mid-pandemic when I opened it, and business was actually not bad.
Wow.
And so after that period, I just told myself that this is not gonna be the last store that I have.
So wow. you saw the vision of expansion.
Exactly.
Now, how do you deal with the friends, I say, and family that want the friends and family hookup that they like, dude, let me get them for 30?
Don't nobody do you like that. I know, don't nobody do you like that.
I take
bro.
Care of who I can.
Wow. Don't tell them that. Don't say that, because you finna set yourself up for a lot of more of that. Do not say that. Do what you tell them. Look, I don't come to your job.
Exactly. And ask for no discounts.
You know what I'm saying? You work at the hospital. I do not come in there trying to get free health care. Okay? Yeah. Please do not come on here. This is how we pay ourselves. We need our money.
Exactly. I'm glad you said it.
But it's it's one of them type things, man. And don't get me wrong. I love my friends and family, too. I do, but I charge them full price. And then, but on the other side of it, I don't ask for no discounts. So when I go for their services, yeah, whatever they tell me it is, I got you, bro. Okay, mm-hmm.
That's where it's supposed to be, though.
I'm just saying that's the only respect out of a person as an entrepreneur. Because, and don't get me wrong, I remember being young. But in the same breath, though, bro, what ends up happening is this is your income.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nobody behind you writing no checks.
And people don't look at it like that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So they taking money straight out your family pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the simple fact, every time he give you a discount, he got to lose money on something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's not cool, bro. And then you in the supply and demand. It ain't time you selling. It's actual product.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Now, when you are, I don't even know where to go next. We need to break right now.
Yeah, we on the break.
Let's go ahead and go take a break real quick. But when we come back, we want to talk a little bit about marketing and this type of stuff and technology, how you using that in your business this day and age to help grow your business and do everything and keep it rolling. You're listening to the Real 1100 AM right here. Rockstar KC Pride and the Real Deal Jeff Beal, Mr. Marketology. We'll be right back after this.
At Align for Life, we work with attorneys across the entire metro area. We are a portal of entry provider, meaning we can ensure your client is triaged accordingly and coordinate all aspects of your client's chiropractic and medical care from start to finish, including referrals to medical doctors, specialists, and imaging. This is Dr. Fowler. Your injury clients deserve the best transportation, extended hours, and compliance monitoring. We understand your needs. Refer your injury and accident victims right now by calling us at 404-383-1110 or visit us at yourfinespine.com.
Transportation is provided via Uber, and we are open late so your clients can come in after work.
Auto accidents, wellness care, slip and fall. We take care of it all.
On these houses.
You'd probably be more comfortable living somewhere else.
How long is the lease?
Sure, you can afford to live here, but
how about the schools?
We have twins.
This neighborhood probably wouldn't be right for your kids.
If a real estate or rental agent says anything like this, you are being discriminated against, and it is illegal. If you experience housing discrimination, go to hud.gov/fairhousing and report it. Fair housing. The law is on your side. A message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Have you been looking for a radio station that gives you sports?
I don't believe it! It's a touchdown!
Entertainment?
Are you not entertained?
And other special interest talk shows?
Well, isn't that special?
All on one app?
Yo, that's dope. What app is that?
It's the Real 1100 AM app for WWE. Grab it for free in your Google Play or Apple App Store today.
Every day I'm hustling. That's what I'm talking about.
We are back right here on the Real 1100 AM and iHeartRadio, taking in all over the world. Thank you so much for everybody joining us right there on Instagram. Keep hitting the likes. Keep hitting the likes. Now, we are back with young entrepreneur Zane Williams. He is the owner. What's the name of the shop? One more time for everybody so everybody out there listening can find out.
If you're looking for it on Instagram, you can search Back in the Day ATL.
Back in the Day ATL.
Yes, sir.
And he's located right there in Town Center Mall, right there in beautiful Kennesaw, Georgia.
North.
Huh?
North.
Man.
How they say? That way.
Now, back to what we were saying. What are some ways that you are using technology in your business at this point? Is there some new things that you guys are being able to do through using a lot of these different POS systems? So is it anything in technology you guys are doing?
Right now, we have a POS system.
Okay.
It keeps track of daily sales, our monthly sales, and stuff like that.
Wow.
In terms of marketing strategies, one thing that we do is, so when somebody makes a purchase, a customer makes a purchase, we put them on our Instagram story.
Wow.
So others can see that their friends are shopping here and they should come too.
We got to get him with our boy, man. We got to hook him up with our boy over there.
Yeah.
Because, man, it's so many different ways now that you can be using technology, especially for you. You can actually track these customers and track the buying habits of these customers.
Yeah.
And then also using this machine learning and predictive AI, you can turn around and actually kind of predict.
A recommendation.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it'll actually predict this specific customer, you know, what they might want to purchase next time, so you know exactly what to send to them. And then the other thing is email, bruh. Mm. Like, soon as they purchase, you know what they bought? Send them an email, thank you for purchasing, and then send them a picture of the shoe. The same thing that you throw on Instagram, send them that in an email, because that way it's personal.
Mm-hmm.
It's one-on-one. Now you're building that relationship with that customer, bro. Man.
Yeah. Plus, I mean, I like the way he's doing the influencer marketing, though, on a macro level. Instead of saying, oh, I got to go after this guy that got a million followers, I'm going after this person that's a happy customer that's going to influence their peers, and these are people that know this person, so the influence is a lot stronger than like a celebrity, and
because it's person to person.
It's person, yeah.
And then they're gonna share it too. You know they're gonna share it because the pills of them,
no doubt.
but no, it's amazing this day and age. You can use something just like Instagram, just this one tool in this one channel, to drive shoppers into your store.
Yeah,
and all the rest of these folks, there's so many folks out here using Instagram just to, you know, spy on folk. Putting nasty comments about folk.
Here we go.
And all this other type of stuff. Stop stalking my page.
One thing about your Instagram, do you have other channels that you leverage as well?
So I did have I had two accounts, one for the first store and then one for the Town Center Mall location.
Okay.
So right now I'm only running the Town Center Mall location Instagram because that's the only one that's open right now.
Okay.
But I do have another Instagram set up.
Okay.
And that's already has followers for the first location.
Okay.
Now let's just a generalized number because you ain't got to tell everybody. Mm-hmm. But just using Instagram alone as a tool to drive customers to your business and this type of stuff, about how well have you done in your first year?
About how well?
Yeah.
Are you asking for a number or are you asking for...
Like, just a figure. You ain't got to give me the tax rate.
Yeah, I know it is tax time, bro.
I know, right? Don't tell him all that.
I would say,
just kind of a roundabout figure.
In a year, I would say 7 figures.
Wow. That's powerful, man.
Because
folks need to hear that type of stuff, man. Folks wasting their time doing this, watching each other. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Everybody sitting around here watching each other, and then, man, you saw this? Nah, I didn't see it. I was too busy doing something for myself. I'm just saying, bro.
Yeah.
This dude up here making 7 figures a year off using Instagram to drive customers to his real life
everybody
store.
Everybody else is just posting pictures of their shoes for fun.
I'm just saying. You just trying to be flat. I'm just saying, bro. We got to get with it as a generation because these folks fooling us, man.
But that's the difference, too, though. I mean, I love what he's doing. Zane is taking this to another level in his generation. See, the difference is in the older generation, they don't want to adopt that. I don't want to be on the Instagram or the Facebook.
Gotta adapt.
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, they don't want to, and they're getting passed by because technology is moving. Mm-hmm. Marketing is moving. Yeah. You know, and they don't look at the how to get on Instagram and promote.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And that's really, really important in this day and age. But I have to be honest with folks, and I had this conversation too. It don't work the same over 40 as it do under 40.
Yeah, that's
so true. It's a lot of times, you know, a lot of them over 40s is on LinkedIn. You'll find them there. And then you'll also find them in Facebook.
Yeah.
But a lot of times when, you know, folks over 40, when they get on platforms like Instagram and TikTok and this type of stuff, they see a much a reduced response than what somebody like Zane would have. Because that generation is like, y'all was born with an Instagram profile.
Yeah.
Here go your birth certificate. He goes Social Security card. He goes your Instagram. He goes your Facebook. You know what I'm saying?
And then TikTok.
Give my phone, mama. Give my phone. I'm just saying.
So but, go ahead. Go ahead, Kay.
No, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, as far as your followers, your loyal followers, are they on like a email list that you send them the latest ones that have come in, things of that nature?
So it would be more so customers that are buying in store that are getting that.
Okay.
That they're getting emails.
Okay. So existing customers are getting that information.
The Instagram is more of a this is us. Here we are. This is how you can reach us. And it's our address. You know what I mean?
But you know, one of the biggest things, and like me and you were talking right before the show, we need to promote more young entrepreneurs like this having this type of success.
Yeah.
Because like we always talked about, it ain't so much seven figures, six figures, whatever you wherever you mark at, but it's the lifestyle.
Yeah.
It's I do what I want to do every single day of my life. Don't nobody decide that but me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? What does that feel like at your age?
At my age, I think it helped me slow down.
Okay.
In a sense, because I'm still in school too, so I'm juggling.
By how old are you? Just to let folks know.
I'm 22.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Did you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
22 years old, bro. You know, I ain't gonna tell y'all where I was at 22. But now, what does that feel like to just be in control of your destiny and still be in school while you sitting here, got these successful shoe stores?
It feels good. But like we said before, there's always room for improvement, so I don't want to ever feel or get to a place where I'm stagnant or getting complacent, because it could be taken away like that.
Always be grateful. I don't care where you at.
Yeah,
if definitely. If you just not hitting your first 10,000, be grateful.
Yeah.
Like, for real, because if you, I'm trying to
now
tell
you. Now, how do you juggle it all? So you got your business, mm-hmm. you got school. Yeah. You got your friends that are probably telling you turn up because you the one that's making the money. So they like, yeah, we need to be hitting the club.
Pockets on elephant laws.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, how do you juggle all of that in a day of a young entrepreneur?
So I have employees. It gives me I don't even want to call them employees. I want to call them partners.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Because I don't want them to feel like they're working for me. I want them
they ain't
like
no pyramid. You ain't
part,
top.
They're
yeah.
part of the.
The team.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I would also say that, what was the question? My bad.
Well, the question is how you juggle it
how
all.
How do I juggle it?
I mean, got your family. You got to spend time with mom and pop.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You got your school. You mm-hmm. got to get the work in. You got the business. And then you got your friends, and they ready to turn up on your dime. And I'm sure you're getting bombarded by a lot of people that want to be in your circle mm-hmm. because they see you in a certain light, you know, that they're trying to get in. So
yeah. I have friends, but I don't hang out too much.
I got you.
Okay.
Hell, you ain't got time.
Literally, I don't have time. I'm doing online school right now.
Okay.
At Morehouse.
Wow.
Ah.
So you into being a
doctor? Morehouse, man.
You said a doctor?
Yeah.
The School of Medicine.
I'm going for business management.
Okay.
Which only makes sense for what
I'm doing. No, I went to college for business management, so
me
I know.
Too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm a major in marketing and management.
Wow.
So.
No, that's definitely commendable, because, like I said, we got to get more stories like this out.
Yeah.
For real, especially 22 years old, man. Two shoe stores in college. I mean, dude, that is commendable. Like, if ain't nobody told you they proud, and I know your parents done told you, but nah, bro, you the type of people that we are really proud of.
Sitting in the back taking orders. He probably is online in the chat. Like,
I know, right?
What type you need? What's your
size?
See
my suit today?
What's your size?
I got these right here for you, bro.
I'll see you at the store.
But no, because it's so many, like the conversation that we was having, you know, it's so many of us that get caught up in this whole, you come from a bad home or you just got some problems at home, you get caught up in them streets, and then next thing you know, you listen to these rappers, and then next thing you know, you're constantly bumping that every day.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's going on in your head every day, and before you know it, you're going to start acting it out.
But
it is what it is.
I want to touch on something that, you know, everybody that knows me knows my feeling of college. So I want to touch on that. It's beautiful that you're in college, but you're in college to something to elevate what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
A lot of us have been told, go to college. They don't care what you do. Go to college, and they got a list of things that make money, what they heard make money. You need to be a doctor, a lawyer, engineer, blah, blah, blah. They heard that made money. And you end up getting into all this debt being in college doing something you don't even want to do.
It don't make sense.
You know, but I'm glad that you said, okay, I'll go get educated, but it's going to relate to what I'm doing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I try to live my life on making everything make sense.
Wow.
If it don't make sense, then what are we doing?
No, that's powerful advice, bro. Because a lot of folks ain't got no sense, no rhyme, no reason to what they doing, bro. They just out here doing it.
No,
because they see Instagram doing it. They hear the news tell them that what you're supposed to do.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
We all here living different lives, so we got to all find our own way.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But a lot of people want to be told what that way is, mm-hmm. and they don't even reason it. It doesn't even make sense, but they're like, well, I've been told this is what I need to do. I need to go to college and go to med school, and then next thing you know, it's like, but you don't even like blood, and you're a germaphobe. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like you're not gonna be a doctor.
But that's folks that those are folks that have never took the time to go within and start to think about themselves.
That's so.
And it's not even being selfish, but it's your life.
That's mm-hmm. so key.
And like we done said on the show before, ain't nobody coming to help. Mm-hmm. It's your life,
and you'll find that out once you hit that brick.
I'm trying to tell you, bro. And you got to get up and do it on your own.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? You need to figure out yourself on your own. If you got issues, you need to work that out.
No doubt.
But in the same, bro, as long as you run around here listening to everybody else tell you this is happiness, or you depressed, or whatever, you're going to be subject to every little thing everybody tell you.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? But the ones that had the passion enough or had the gumption enough, I guess you would say, to go within and say, look, this is my route. This is what I'm going to do. I ain't, like T.I. said. I don't care if you like me, bro, because I ain't trying to be nothing like you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Well, we're going to address the elephant in the room. Your hat game is strong. When you going to come out with the hat game? Because your hat game's strong.
You know what's crazy? I'm coming out with some hats for the store that's kind of similar to this.
Wow.
Wow.
Now, what kind of hats are these going to be? Because I'm intrigued now.
So, I'll show you, but it's basically our logo.
Okay.
It'll have like a B right here and then sort of like a patch.
Because as I stated to you earlier, young brother, you know, I own a apparel shop where we do print hats. That's why I'm wearing a blank right now. Mm-hmm. So after the show, we're going to have to hook up, bro.
Most definitely.
Because I can run them hats for you all day, T-shirts, anything else you want.
Yeah, but I had that was the first thing I noticed when I walked in. I'm like, dude, this hat game is on.
Man, I almost printed some KC shirts, some Kansas City.
Man, I meant to bring you some back in the day hoodies that slipped my mind.
Oh, man, you need hoodies? I got you. We do the best hoodies. They are 80-20 cotton. Now we'll do the commercial later.
Here we go.
But now I'm sitting there. I almost printed some KC Super Bowl shirts. I was like, I'm gonna jump the gun on it, right?
Look.
Then Mahone let me down, bro. I was like, but anyway. We got Cincinnati and LA in the Super Bowl, bro. I don't know about y'all.
But here's another thing. Kill me, man. Yesterday, I'm sitting there and I'm watching the game, and all of a sudden, you see on the thing, everybody. I'm a Bengals fan now.
I hate bandwagon jumpers.
Nobody's been a Bengals fan.
I hate bandwagon jumpers,
now,
bro.
I can tell you from nobody's been a Bengals fan
exactly
up to this point.
Exactly.
Now all of a sudden everybody Bengals fans. I'm like, really?
I hate bandwagon jumpers. Yeah. Bro. I was riding with the Lakers ever since when Kobe came out. Not the first year when he was he was getting on everybody's nerves, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. He says, I'm Kobe and all that. But when he kind of grew up a little bit, ever since that era, I done rode with the Lakers. Win, lose, we done had some tough seasons and all that type of stuff, but I was with them.
Yeah.
That's just
like Golden State. Everybody was Golden State fans for about 5 years.
And then Kevin Durant leaves.
Now you can't find a Golden State fan or a shirt. Yeah.
Man, please. I do like Golden State, though. Golden State. My boy Curry be hitting it.
Oh, yeah.
That's cold.
That little jump up.
It's cold.
Now, speaking of sports and this type of stuff, Do you ever look at, you know, different sports teams or different, like, influences in that world, looking at, hey, how do I get into this other apparel and start putting out, you know, some of the NFL stuff and the NBA stuff and all that type of stuff?
Well, I do carry a small variety of it right now. Like, I have a few Kobe jerseys, and shout out to UGA for winning the national championship. I got
Go Dogs!
I got some Letterman jackets in there. I got a few, but it's really, I'm trying to take things slow.
Okay.
And
pace yourself.
Just to see what people really want.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Do you look at who's up and coming as far as, like, stars? No, oh, they're about to get their own shoe. Let me go ahead and get ahead of that. Or you kind of still wait to see if it's going to be big first?
I kind of wait a little bit just to make sure that what I carry isn't sitting for 6 months.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that shelf life kill you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Because if you pay $80 for some shoes today, and then 3 months later, them $80 shoes still sitting.
It's
tough. I mean, but that's why I'm as careful as I am when I'm looking to what I want to get into the store and what people actually want to buy.
Okay.
Now, if folks want to visit the store or people want to follow your Instagram and this type of thing, how can people find you online or it's in Town Center Mall, so y'all go find back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
But how can folks get with you online?
Online, you can follow our Instagram. Like I said, it's Back in the Day ATL. Right now, we have 13,000 followers on Instagram, so that would be the account that you would click on if you did look it up on Instagram. And if you click the contact button on the Instagram, you'll find a phone number, and you can call that phone number at any time. Check in on sizes, check in on whatever you need.
You got loyalty programs?
We do not at the moment.
Bro, we're going to have a consultation with you after this. Because it is something, bro.
Oh, I've already put him. Yeah, we're going to have a consultation. One thing
it's coming, though, I promise.
Yeah, one thing I want you to think about is getting them off of Instagram into your own funnel, your own email list, not just your customers. Because if Instagram ever wants to do anything like ban you for any kind of reason, your whole business is going to suffer from that.
Yeah.
But if you can move them off of that, be like, yo, get on my mailing list. I'm going to give you a discount or 10% or whatever. However you get them on your mailing list, or you're going to see the newest new before we put them up on Instagram.
Exactly, new arrival.
Then get them off of that. That way, if Instagram ever trips, then you can go ahead and keep the business flowing, and you can move it over to another Instagram account and say, hey, we just opened up another one, or a Facebook account, or whatever else, TikTok, whoever.
Most definitely.
Because them type of folks, Jeff has been subject to it, like, I think,
man,
shut
my
you down
Instagram
twice
got
now,
shut. No, just once. It's just been almost a year.
What did they get you for?
Nothing. They didn't even tell me what it was. They said it's a suspicious activity. And this is the funny part. I don't even post on my Instagram. I don't even use it.
So he posted and it was suspicious.
I posted one time and all of a sudden.
Like, this dude don't never post.
Exactly. It was a picture of me just standing there. And all of a sudden, I get shut down. And I've been trying to get my Instagram account back up since February of last year.
Wow.
Yeah.
One more time. Do you have a website yet?
We don't.
Wow.
We talk.
Oh, yeah.
We'll talk.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you gotta control your own destiny. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of times we would talk to the Amazon guy. And like Amazon, you get a hot product and start moving it fast. Amazon has a habit of all of a sudden moving you out the market and taking the product that you've been pushing. And all of a sudden now they're selling it under their stuff.
I've seen that.
Yeah. And Instagram, you know, is about to start. You know, you've heard about the Instagram food now.
Oh, yeah.
That's what they're doing
they
now with the foodie folk. So now all of a sudden you can actually buy food on Instagram, or it's about to come. And what's going to happen is all these people that have been selling food on Instagram, all of a sudden Instagram going to be like, y'all got to come through me.
Wow.
And once they do that, they're going to push all these folk out the business.
They hit me up. I my account just recently hit 100,000. Now they want me to sell badges or something.
Yeah.
I'm like, why am I selling badges? Like, people can put a badge on your stuff.
A verification?
No, they like stickers. It's like little stickers that the audience that's watching.
Yeah,
they can pay to put that on there.
You can monetize it. But the problem is you don't get the big cut of that monetization.
Of course you ain't going to get it.
Yeah. So now, like, for instance, you put something up. Once you hit that stage, you put something up. You're on this live right now. I can actually pay to say, oh, I love what you're doing.
Let me show y'all how to monetize something, okay?
Go ahead.
If you would like to partner with the number one rated business show that is reaching millions of entrepreneurs all over the world, please contact us, okay?
Yeah.
At OneRatedBusiness.com. thefootballshow@gmail.com.
That's it.
That is how you monetize something. I don't need Facebook to sit up here and sell stickers for me.
Yeah.
I mean, bro, please, they come up with the dumbest stuff left and right.
Well,
and then at the end, I guess if you're getting anything, you should be happy.
No,
about it, right?
It's not dumb. It's smart on their end. You know, people got to realize that they're in business to grow their business.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's
and they are business.
Exactly.
They not friends. This ain't no just, ooh, they put together a free community for me. Yeah, just steal all your private information, figure out what you do, where you go, who you do it with.
Breathe,
who you know.
Casey.
I'm just
breathe.
Saying, bro.
Breathe,
it's been a hard
bro.
Day for me, y'all. I'm
going to
get off
day.
This microphone. As
nah,
soon as
but,
I can.
But, you know, you've got the best of both worlds because you do have a brick and mortar. So people can physically come out there and
oh, yeah.
see what you're
mm-hmm.
doing. You've got a digital presence. People can see it off of the digital. You know, it's just all about controlling because, you know, one of the tricks that I always ask people that say that they're influencers, they're like, I'm making millions. I'm making da da. I'm like, well, when is the last time you've been, you know, you've had some of your revenue blocked by Square or PayPal? And they be like, I've never had that. Well, you never hit that 100,000 mark then.
Because
that's one of the marks. That once you hit a certain amount of money coming in, they freeze your accounts receivable for a certain period of time.
You said Square does that?
Square does it. I got a client that they seized 20% of his income because he made six figures
PayPal
in one month.
PayPal
they
do
most,
it too.
They most definitely take the fees, yeah.
No, PayPal, it's not. No, it's not fees.
It's not fees.
They freeze. You can't withdraw it. It's in your equity. I mean, it's in your escrow in that particular platform
but
for 30 to 90 days.
This is the other side of that, though.
Yeah.
You know, Square is now really becoming a bank.
Yeah.
Like, they're becoming a real bank, but they don't have them type of assets like that.
Yeah.
So when they don't have that FDIC backing and this type of stuff, when you start to get up to a certain amount, they get nervous. Because if something end up happening,
and that's it,
and somebody hits your account, bro, that ain't FDIC
back.
Insured up
plus
to 200,000.
Plus, if you get a charge back, they'd be
I'm
like, we're
saying.
Not paying that charge back.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So, you know, knowing
that's
those
why they hold
of
it,
things,
make sure
you,
they got
you protect
it.
Yourself from that.
Mm-hmm.
No.
And you can tell where, at a certain level that people are at based on those type of things.
Well, once again, ladies and gentlemen, because we do have to wrap the show, it is the end
I know.
Of one of the most informative hours in business news.
I know, man. Did I go off, man? Did I rant?
You didn't gave away half the math class, but that's all right.
They need to hear.
Folks need to know.
They need to know.
But if anybody want to come shop with you, man, once again, how can folks get on your Instagram and just follow you and see what you're doing or just applaud you and celebrate you, man? Because like I say, folks like you in our community need to be celebrated, bro, what you're doing, what you put together, and just the courage it took to get it out there, man. So I commend you. We proud of you here, man.
Yeah.
So
definitely.
Let everybody know how they can find you.
You can find me on Instagram at backinthedayATL. And just to let everybody know, February 12th, we'll be opening our first location back. The address to that location is 2543 Bells Ferry Road, Marietta, Georgia, 30066, Suite 800.
You got to Google my business?
Yep. If you search it right now, it'll
there you
right
go.
Up.
There you go. Tell them to find you on Google, bro, because that's where they're going to look.
And the mall location is in Town Center Mall. We're upstairs across from H&M.
Ladies and gentlemen, it has been another number one rated business show right here on the Real 1100 AM iHeartRadio. Thank y'all so much for checking in all over the world. Thank y'all so much for everybody over there on Instagram. Please follow me at IMKCPride. You can follow Jeff at
Mr. Marketology on every platform.
On every platform.
Except for Instagram, because they banned me.
Bro, we got to go. We'll see y'all tomorrow. We out. Watching all the we yelling out gang gang. It's so different, I'm watching it yelling out bang bang. Roll up little that Pluto used to be D9 riding around Uno. I know some hustling but quick cause they was doing it too long. I remember feeling like brothers but not feel like a group home. And I had told them I love them so much to me it felt like